Chad Moyer with you on the Rural Radio Network, again from the Fremont Corn Expo going on today here in Dodge County. One of the presenters at the Fremont Corn Expo was Corey Walters, UNL agricultural economist, specifically looks at grains. And Corey, you put together a program at, you know, all of the risk management tools that we're aware of, from crop insurance to using futures and options and kind of that everything that we're aware of. You actually took those and kind of put a practical spin on them, kind of proved the use of these. Tell us a little bit about what you did.
Yeah, that was the idea. We're looking for a portfolio approach to risk management decision making, trying to diversify between that crop income, crop insurance, and pre-harvest hedging, and essentially try to identify what that efficient portfolio of those products would be.
All right, so when you put the numbers all together and kind of where we are in today's marketing era in terms of, you know, kind of where the prices are, or looking ahead to new crop prices, what is the balance? What's kind of the sweet spot between risk and protection?
Yeah, so the balance we found and that efficient frontier of where you would like to be given a bad event, and we need to define that bad event, okay? That bad event is essentially a 1-in-20-year event that's financially bad, okay? And that essentially is a 64% chance of happening in the next 20 years. Okay, so that's our risk. The benefit then is we're trying to get a positive expected income, which may be a little tough right now with the current prices and costs. However, what we found for in irrigation is that efficient portfolio is a blend of a high coverage level, revenue protection, and a blend between 0-40% hedging. And that is different than what we found for non-irrigated corn. In mind, this is yellow corn, where we found that the blend is between a high coverage level, 80-85% coverage level, with hedging between 0-40%. So you switch from one coverage level to the other when you start hedging more. And that essentially, that additional coverage level is offsetting hedging is what you're doing. And then that gives you, in that case, with a high, the highest coverage level and hedging, gives you your lowest risk with the highest possible reward. And then that lower coverage level with no hedging gives you the highest possible reward with a little more risk. So you're offsetting. You're trading off one for the other.
In light of this data that you put together, and again, being able to kind of see this on paper instead of feel it, how does that influence somebody who's putting together their risk management plan for this year?
Define risk. That's the question everyone has to answer, is what is their risk? What is it? We defined it as a low probability event that is financially hurtful, and it's hurtful enough that it may not get you into the next year. So it's essentially a farm survival risk. That is what we're defining as risk. The expected income, that's not too hard. You can get that through running budgets, hopefully the correct numbers in your budgets, to see what your expectation is right now for that irrigation or non-irrigated corn. In this case, of course, we can do this for other crops as well, but today we just focused on corn.
Very good. Well, thanks so much for being here and telling us about it here today. Okay, Corey? Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been visiting with Corey Walters, UNL Ag Economist, specifically with grain, and he was one of the presenters here at the Fremont Corn Expo going on here in Dodge County. On the Rural Radio Network, Chad Moyer reporting.